Jesus wept. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you. John chapter 11 verses 35-41. The man who sat down tired at the well at Sychar is the same one who gives us the Holy Spirit so that we can enjoy eternal life. See John chapter 4 verse 14. The son of the carpenter who slept on a pillow in the boat had the power to subdue the storm and the waves and to save his disciples from every danger. He was inwardly moved by the misery of the people, and at the same time able to instantaneously heal the sick with one word. He showed both human feelings and divine power. He encouraged the downcast, lifted up tired souls through words of grace, and at the same time raised the dead from the grave. He wept with those who wept and rejoiced with those who rejoiced. See John chapter 12, verses 1-2. The life of Jesus was marked by an expectant gaze toward heaven. When it came to meeting the needs of 5,000 hungry men, he took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish in his hands, looked up and thanked God for them. See Mark 14:19. Another time he looked up to heaven and sighed while healing a deaf man with a speech impediment. See Mark chapter 7 verse 34. At the tomb of Lazarus, he also looked in the same direction when he prayed with the firm conviction that the Father would hear him, and again the glory of God shone forth. Finally, a few hours before his death, he once again raised his eyes upwards with confidence and prayed as no man has ever prayed before. See John chapter 17. Looking at the consequences of sin brings tears, but looking up leads to gratitude. When tears are accompanied by prayer, sadness does not lead to resignation. Hannah prayed with tears. She poured out her soul before the Lord and took courage. She had come to Shiloh with a broken heart, but she went home with confidence. See 1 Samuel 1:18. God heard her plea because her purpose was the glory of God and her desire to be in accordance with his will. Neither did Jehoshaphat resign when he found himself with the people in what was, from a human point of view, a hopeless situation. He confessed his helplessness to the Lord in prayer, but he didn't stop there. He prayed, "We are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." 2 Chronicles 20:12. The psalmist had the same line of sight and said, "To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens." Passages 123-1. In the New Testament, we're called to turn our eyes to the founder and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews 12-2, who is now crowned with glory and honor. 2-9, sitting at the right hand of God. A life of dependence is linked to an attitude of anticipation and an unceasing gaze upwards, until he is gracious unto us. See Psalms 123-2. What are your eyes focused on today? Are your eyes fixed on the circumstances, or do you decide to look beyond them at the one who is above circumstances, and to whom all power is given in heaven and on earth? Be aware that every tear you shed here is recorded by God, and at the same time his ears are toward your cry. Psalms 56-8, 34-15.